Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah Realtor Commission Rates, New 2026 Data for Local Pros. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Utah and how they can save. Understanding current commission expectations helps Utah real estate professionals better position their value and navigate fee conversations with clients. Review the latest commission benchmarks at https://wrealestatewitch.com/average-realestatecommission-in-utah/ to stay competitive in your pricing strategy. Utah Real Estate Headlines, Utah Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Need to Know About the 5-6% Average. A new breakdown explains how Utah's typical 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and strategies to reduce costs. Understanding commission structures helps Utah agents and brokers accurately set expectations, structure competitive offerings, and navigate fee conversations with clients. Review the full commission breakdown and saving strategies at h/got.boat.hoos.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-engine-utah/. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah average realtor commission holds steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A recent survey of local real estate agents suggests commission rates in Utah may be shifting. For current data, consult multiple sources, including local MLS reports and industry analyses. For Utah real estate professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive fee structures and informs client conversations about market standard pricing. Review the full survey data at https://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-Utah. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah DRE launches how-to video resources for real estate licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has released video resources and how-to content for licensees as part of its mission to strengthen trust through education, licensure, and regulation of real estate, mortgage, and appraisal professionals. These videos offer UT real estate professionals direct guidance from the state regulatory body that oversees their licenses and compliance requirements. Browse the full video library and licensing resources at https://commerce.utah.gov/real-estate/. Utah Real Estate Updates, Utah Public Records Online Directory, a new resource for UT real estate pros. The Utah Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in UT can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and research ownership records without navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/UT to accelerate your next transaction's title and records research. Utah Real Estate Updates. Netter Online launches Utah Public Records and Property Search Portal. Netter Online now provides centralized access to Utah public records, property tax information, and assessor search tools for Utah County. Real estate professionals in UT gain a single resource for verifying property records, tax assessments, and ownership details critical to transactions. Bookmark this portal for quick Utah County property lookups during due diligence. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most UT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2, opportunity cost of the down payment. 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.